88 feet from the hoop. Six-team foul against USA. It's the rest of the way out. Beecher's in the bonus. Ryan Brown, what do you have for us?
USA is going to have to ramp up their pressure here. Also, they talked about fouling to try and get Beecher to the free throw line to keep time from running off the clock. And he told us guys, you got a good look. You got to take it because we got to start putting some points on the board.
And there's a seventh team foul against USA as a quick foul against number three, Nick DeSimpler. They're going to say that's his third.
That's what they have him.
I have him as my first.
Yeah, it's totally messed up now.
Actually, his second. First free throw is good from Quay Burks, now with 8 points. Pushes to a 19-point lead. Gets the second free throw with 2:44 left in the fourth. And this one's just as good as the first.
Quay Burks, a sophomore, looks really good.
Signs with it. Beecher still coming out in that three-quarter pressure. Trapping at midcourt. Signs down to the right corner to Kramer. Nothing there. Skip pass to the left wing to DeSimpler. Back up to Signs. One dribble. Back up to Ewald, top of the key. He drives into the lane. Goes up. Kicks it way out to DeSimpler. DeSimpler back out to Kramer for three. Yes. Zach Kramer with three threes tonight for 9 points. Brings USA back within 17, 55-38.
Hayden Ewald just shows what a team player he is because he had a layup. There was nobody that was guarding him. It was uncontested. And he went ahead and tossed the ball back out to three-point land. Of course, Kramer wound up hitting the three, and they got a few more of those to do in 2 minutes and 12 seconds. Malik Ellison is at the line.
As we have a foul against number three again, DeSimpler, who we have down for three fouls. And the foul shot from Ellison, no good. Here comes USA trailing by 17. Ewald over to Signs, down to the corner to Zach Kramer. Kramer dribbling, 2 minutes left in the game. 17-point difference. Kramer down to the left corner for Signs for three. This is up, and it's no good. Rebound Kramer, and he is fouled. This will be the fourth team foul on Flint Beecher. Fouls on number 23, Tez Ivory, his second. USA inbounds it to Ballard in the left corner, up to Signs. Trying to feed to Zach Kramer, left corner, nothing there. Signs instead dribbles in for himself, puts up the finger roll from the left side, no good. And rebound to Flint Beecher, and Signs commits the foul. Ninth team foul for USA.
That's four.
And now we have four fouls on Signs. So at the line, shooting 1-1 is number 30, Isaiah Reed. Has not scored or shot a free throw tonight. The lefty's first free throw is up and good. We have substitution here now. Checking out is Nick DeSimpler, one of the seniors here on this USA squad with a minute 45 left. Standing ovation from the USA crowd. Second free throw coming here for Isaiah Reed. And it's no good. Rebound Hayden Ewald. Signs midcourt over the left wing to Zach Kramer. Open for three. No good. Rebound still loose. Also like to mention that Brady McBrayer is in the game now for USA with 90 seconds left. Ellison, left wing, dribbling. To the right wing, minute 20 left now. He's being guarded by Brady McBrayer. Zach Kramer guarding number 30. Over to the left wing on the give and go. On the left block is up for 2 points, and it's good. And one coming for Quay Burks as Brendan Ballard was caught out of position. That's the second foul against Ballard. 10th team foul, so double bonus here for the next 70 seconds for Flint Beecher. As Quay Burks now with 11 points. Check that, 12 points of the night. As it's a 21-point lead now. And Brendan Ballard's checking out for the last time as a USA Patriot, as well as Zach Kramer and everyone on their feet here to applaud them in a very storied and significant career as a USA Patriot. Brendan Ballard, a three-year starter, Zach Kramer, 2 years. Clint Beecher checking out of their starters as well with minute 10 left here.
It's been an absolute privilege to watch him play.
Absolutely. Minute 10 left here. Signs to Breyer, to Ewald. Mind you, Ewald's been playing with four fouls in this entire second half as we have an over and back call on USA. That is the 20th turnover on the night. And now Hayden Ewald checks out, the other senior for USA. No points tonight, but made a big difference out there.
That he did.
55 seconds. Down to the left block, and it's in for two for Dellen Willis, 61-38, as he broke his ankles on that one out of bounds. In there for USA right now, Macklin Gettle, he's a freshman. Signs. Seth Gangler, number 35, Michael Kemp, also a freshman. 30 seconds left, 61-38, 23-point difference. Top of the key, number 12. Not exactly, we don't have a name for him.
Thomas Newell.
Jamari Thomas Newell. 8 seconds left. And Flint Beach is going to hang on, advance to the regional finals for the third year in a row. As the second half for the Bucks was too much for the USA Patriots to overcome. Final score, Flint Beecher 61, USA 38 on the WLW Sports Network. Your postgame show coming up next.
Get set and mark your calendars. The Harbor Beach Game Show Series is fast approaching. Saturday, May 10th at 7 p.m. is one event you do not want to miss. It's a brand new show with new jokes, new laughs, new games, and unfortunately the same host, yours truly. This year, the Harbor Beach Game Show Series proudly presents Wheel of Fortune. Wheel of Fortune and card sharks in one action-packed night of Hollywood glamour. Save the date, Saturday, May 10th at 7 p.m. The Harbor Beach Game Show Series, where winning is the game.
This is Len Jensen, Thumb Cellular Sales Executive for Tuscola and Huron Counties.
And this is Tanya Obersky, Sales Executive for Sanilac and Huron County.
Have you finally had enough with your big national impersonal cellular company? And are you ready to switch to your local cellular provider with the clearest signal, nationwide service with no roaming charges, 4G LTE service, and the customer service that you deserve? Call Tanya Obersky or myself, Len Jensen, today.
Are you already with Thumb Cellular but need to add a phone to your account? Want to switch to the lightning speed of the 4G LTE service? Call us today and we can come to you. If you live in Sanilac or Huron County, call me, Tanya Obersky, at 989-553-5282.
If you live in Tuscola or Huron County, call me, Len Jensen, at 989-550-4666.
For your best deal, call us and make an appointment today.
High school sports are a great way for kids to stay in shape while also building teamwork skills necessary for life's challenges. However, for each benefit that sports gives, there also comes a risk. While Dr. Paul Skadden and nurse practitioner Brenda Kretschmer from Seaboeing Family Medicine encourage exercise and all high school activities, they would also like to remind all involved to practice safety as well.
This is Dr. Paul Skadden. Dehydration, overexertion, and gradual wear and tear on the body, especially the knees, wrists, and elbows, are just a few medical issues that may arise from sports. Encourage all athletes to drink lots of water, get plenty of sleep, and don't be afraid to take a break now and then. This will prevent a great deal of problems and allow athletes to play at their full potential.
This is Brenda Kretschmer, nurse practitioner from Seaboeing Family Medicine, here to say good luck to all area high school athletes, and remember to play it safe.
Seaboeing Family Medicine, a division of Sure Healthcare Network. People you trust, caring for people you love.
Saginaw Valley State University, where personal attention and outstanding opportunities produce impressive results.
I'm Taylor Brown from Bad X, Michigan, and I'm a special education major at Saginaw Valley State University. Coming into college, I was not yet decided on my major, so coming to a school that had a wide variety of well-known programs was ideal for me. What I like best about